Welcome to Chapter 16, Dealing with Brochures, Other Print and Electronic Information. It is indeed my pleasure to continue presenting you different chapters. And now we are going ahead with brochures and other print and electronic information. What are brochures and other print and electronic information? In this, we will be paying attention to understand the various types of printed information used by travel and tourism industry in the form of printed literature, know about the purpose of using the printed information. We will turn around and try to grasp the information of why brochures are printed in travel and tourism. We will also learn about the various ways used to distribute printed information to the target audience and gather information to know about the various alternatives available to the printed information. So with this learning objective, we start understanding information material. Any trade that is to be made known to others should go in some form of literature or printed material that should provide information about the industry or the product that an end user is willing to buy. So with the same understanding, the information materials are created and they are important in travel and tourism industry because it's for the distant customers. It is not possible to view sample the product before actual buying. And many times, or rather almost every product that tourism industry offers in form of holiday, in form of enjoyment and all, cannot be touched. It's a service. So to create interest into that, these information material are of importance. This needs to be addressed in the information material. Such material play an important role in addressing the customer's inquiries. Customer has certain mind and they would like to know about it. And obviously, the information material will deal with it, with what customer is trying to explore and find out. The information material may be mailed directly to the customer in the earlier years in the form of snail mail, which means postally sent to them, or in current era, we talk about getting information through emails. The information is also distributed through travel agent. The travel agent picks this up, displays as a form of display material to attract interest, and the visiting person or traveler picks this up to keep with them, to keep reading and obtain information. They're put up for display not only in the travel agency's office, but all these information materials are available at tourism offices, visitor information desks, kiosks that are set up exclusively to provide information. And they are present within the city or at a specific office or at tourist interesting place. You can lay your hand and pick up all this information material. Largely, different tourism boards distribute all this for free, largely. But in recent years, to not only generate revenue, but also restricting the lifting or picking up of information material to the required people, some tourism board, some information is also sold by tourism board with a price tag attached to it. And in case if it is distributed free, they spell it out on the brochure, this is free. So that nobody generates revenue out of it. Not to forget, there are materials available at cost also. This is the one generated, prepared, distributed by tourism boards, excluding the private publishers who create, like I mentioned, Lonely Planet, print a lot of such guidebooks, and which are available at the airport and specific joints. The information material are defined as any kind of information material in print or electronic format. When you talk of an electronic format, could be in a PDF format or in the form of e-brochure. And they are prepared separately with a specific headline for each brochure. To generate awareness among existing and potential customers. If developments have taken place, some growth has been shown. So that will be added in the newly printed brochures. Be it is a destination brochure, general information, form of map, etc., etc. So all these are printed and created to generate awareness. It inspires the end user, the buyer, to plan the trip and travel. So by reading, by going through and exploring these information material, there is a formation of some travel plan or a trip to be taken, which a lot of the travelers do this as a study material to get ready for a wonderful holiday. Because all that a tour operator may offer is as per what they think should be suitable. Whereas the information material meets the need of the end user who doesn't want to go as per what has been planned for him. So, a lot of information is obtained from these information material. It creates awareness and arouses the interest and demand for a specified product. So by looking at the particular handbook, information material will generate a demand. And it facilitates in purchasing or use. So by going through the information material, it instigates someone to purchase that product or buy that holiday in case of tourism material. There are different types of brochures. Number of brochures exist. And here we are referring like bifold brochures, trifold brochures, booklet brochures, rack cards, digital brochures, even specific brochure and destination guides. So attending a Kumbh Mela, it would be defined in that even specific brochure. And so on. And destination guides, Mumbai, what is there as a destination? Explain in detail. And likewise, any destination in form of a single booklet or number of booklets, like Government of India Tourism Office, print destination guide for major cities of India, including the cities or towns which has tourist interest. So you'll find destination guide in form of Himachal Pradesh and in form of separate booklet for Kullu Manali and so on under Himachal Pradesh. What are the key features what we see in the brochure? I'm sure all of you would have laid your hand in some or the other printed information brochure or material So what does it contain? It may have a visual appeal. It will pick up some wonderful picture and show it to you. Because as they say, one picture is enough to explain 100 words. It depends. It also have informative content, starting from history, modern time era, feedback, what people's comment are, what one can see, bundle of information in form of content added to this, and distribution strategy. So if you have picked up certain thing, say you would like to go and visit some place, then it will have detail how to go there. So by utilizing these different type of brochures, which is existing in form of folded, two-folded, three-folded, booklet, rack card, digital brochure, etc., one can pick up and use different type of brochures. Effectively, travel and tourism business can enhance their marketing effort and attract more visitors. And we have noticed that these brochures have been there for a number of years. Even those tourism board who have removed these printing have still retained electronic brochures which are available on the website of specific tourism destination and board. Dear student, the travel and tourism sector characteristic and of information brochure. We will pick up different type of, say, one brochure and see what it has got. It has got integrability, which means information material helps to convey the quality and the value of experience. So intangibility refers to something which you cannot touch, but you can read and imagine what would be my level of experience and what would be the quality that I would be seeing. Say, for example, a waterfall. You can see only in the picture, but it would say waterfall with the water dropping there from 1,000 meters height, then converting and creating a rainbow on a shiny day. People can have a bath under the water, or there is a gallery where you can just have the glimpse, and many such more intangible things which can be explained through this brochure. Of course, the brochure and the information are having a perishability as a characteristic. So information material can produce limited time offer and encourage booking, helping to manage demand effectively. Now, example again, I would take up, say, from Hajj or Kumbh Mela sort of an event, which is only for a specific time period. Though Hajj comes every year, Kumbh Mela comes once in 12 years at some place. And it has a limited time linked to it. As such, the product will perish after that particular event for which that has been designed. So information material can promote at limited time. When the Kumbh Mela is not ongoing at a destination, say like Prayagraj, you cannot see all those activities which were printed in the brochure. Then it refers to heterogeneity. Information material can provide detailed description, reviews, and comparison to help customer to make their informed choices. So by going through that information material, one can get description in detail, have a review of it, what was the perception, what was it, and compare it to make and get the information what they were searching for. Inseparability in the brochure is one of the characters. information material can prepare customer for what to expect, enhancing their overall experience. So if they say, if you are going in the month of January to Titlis Mountain, you can see snow, you can see snow turf, you may experience possibly a snowy day or a snowfall you can experience. So this creates an interest. Then also company complexity of offering. Information material help simplify those offering, providing a clear and concise detail that assist customer in planning their trips. So a lot of information with complex information is being offered. Some of more characteristic of information brochure, we look at the diverse target audience. Brochures all are not meant for one group of audience. There are multiple groups, multiple target audience, and for multiple target audience, different type of brochures are required. So a person going down to look for flora and fauna may not find a brochure talking about tracking. His interest is in flora and fauna. So that type of an audience will pick up a brochure explaining flora and fauna. Also, it has got seasonal demand fluctuation. A characteristic in the information material or brochure, it can highlight seasonal promotions and special events. For example, people loving to see tulip flower can only expect in the season of tulip, which is in the month of April and beginning of May, be it is at Kashmir or in Holland. So it's absolutely a seasonal thing. If you arrive there in the month of January or in the month of June, there will be no tulips around. So information material will highlight the season when you can see. Snowfall in Kashmir is not there in the month of June or July. You need to go there anytime from December to February. And then you can see the snow falling. Snowfall, I'm talking. Snow Cap Mountain is a tracking exercise. So seasonal demand fluctuation. Likewise, emotional decision making. So travel decisions are often driven by emotions and aspiration. And the information material can evoke those feelings of excitement and adventure. One who hasn't seen snow in his life will be really getting motivated by reading about the snowfall in Kashmir or in Uttarakhand or Himachal Pradesh. And they will take travel decision accordingly, helping to sell the dream of travel and influencing the purchase decision. Basically, what travel and tourism is, selling a dream which someone has thought of and that they would like to take a decision to see. And this is what emotional decision making comes through. So these are some promotional brochure suggesting you script your adventure here. And of course, this is an example as a promotional brochure that can come up for different sites. Unnamed Karnataka, look at this. Or Historic Karnataka. These were brochures which were promoting unknown path and historical path of Karnataka in this promotional brochure. Another set of brochures shown to you is highlighting temples. different attraction in form of temple anywhere would be highlighted with this type of attraction given in the form of the pictures. More, some flights are here suggesting promotional brochure highlighting a specific product that will create interest. For example, Khajuraho temples in Madhya Pradesh. Many of us would like to see that. And likewise, a brochure will highlight that to a person to make an emotional decision. More promotional brochures here. And this is where about another destination. What are the destinations in Karnataka development? And so on. Is Kerala development? Whatever. You can see what has been displayed here. And these are picked up from the destination itself to create an interest.